Over the last couple of weeks, we have been dealing with a lot of different situations in our life that we never had before. And one of the questions that normally comes in our heart is that how do we deal with life and with the challenges that life is giving us? The Bible describes our life as a vapor. And another place, the Bible describes our life as grass that grows in the morning and that is withering off in the evening time. But one of the best pictures of life that we can see in the Bible is regarding a pilgrim who is journeying through a land that does not belong to him, that is not his own. We are passing on a journey from eternity to a land that is God has prepared for us. There is an old spiritual that says like this, "This world is not my home. I am just a passing through." Praise the Lord. And in our life's journey that we call as this life, many times we need help. And in Psalms 121, the psalmist is crying, "Lord, I need help for my life." Hallelujah. Psalms 121 is known as the Pilgrim Psalms or the Traveler Psalms. The psalm gives courage and strength in our journey as we make through our life. The psalm also reminds us that God is not too great that He cannot care about us. And we are not too small that we are insignificant in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. If you look at the psalm, at the introduction of the psalm, it says it is a song of ascents. Arohana Gidam. A song of ascent. There in the psalms, we see that there are 15 psalms where the heading is that this is the song of ascent. Starting from Psalm 120, it is a continuous form up to Psalms 134. They are called as the song of ascent. These were the psalms that were sung by the Israelites who were traveling from the low country of the Palestine and they were going out to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of the Lord. And every time when they go to an upper level as they were traveling towards Jerusalem, the Bible historians say that they would sing one of the psalms. So when you start with Psalms 120, it starts at a low end and it goes progressively step by step until Psalms 134 where they are within the gates of God and they have reached the house of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This journey is described in Psalms 42 and verse number 4. Napasirattam the Sangirtanam Nalanta Bhagatil. The journey of the people of God are described like this. "For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim's feast." So as the people of Israelites were traveling and journeying to worship and celebrate the feast of God, they would sing the psalm and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you that we are on a journey. Ours is a different journey. We are going from the lowlands of this earth up to the high hills of the heaven where God has prepared us an eternal home. Praise the Lord. And as we journey through the life, our life is not an easy journey. Praise the Lord. When we look at the Psalms, if you have to divide the Psalm, you can divide it into two different sections. Verse number 1 and 2 is the first section, and the remaining 6 verses, you can divide it as a second section. Verse 1 and 2 is very familiar to us. It says, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth." I studied this psalm by heart when I was a young boy. And the impression that I got when I recited and studied the psalm, and I believe all of us think, is that we lift up our eyes to the hills because God is there in the hills who is there to help us. But if you understand the pronunciation of this first two verses, you will understand that there is a different picture that we can see in the first two verses. You read in English in the New King James Version, it is like this: I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. This is a statement. There is a stop after that. And then the psalmist is asking a question to himself: from whence comes my help? The third is, he is giving an answer: my help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. The psalmist is looking to three different directions for help. When he says that I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, he is looking around him. He is saying that, is there any help for me around me, in the hills around me, in the mountains around me, is there any help? And the second thing is, he's looking within himself. He says, from whence, from where is my help coming? He is looking inside. But then the answer comes: my help comes from the God who made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. 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 The answer of the psalm is in verse number 2. Enna sahayam vernad Yehovengil. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. This particular phrase of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth is described in many places in the Old Testament as a source of blessing to the people of God. You see in Psalms 115, 115th Sangeetanam, 15th Vakyam, when you read verse number 15, it says, may you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and the earth. Psalms 134 verse number 3 says, the Lord who made heaven and the earth bless you from Zion. Hallelujah. Psalms 146 verses 5 and 6 says, happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, our help is from God who created the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. God, the idea behind saying that our help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth is that God who made all things is able to help us. He has the power to help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you lift up your hands and bless the Lord? The Lord who made the heaven and the earth has the power to help us at the time of our need. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 says, all things were created by him, through him, and for him. Praise the Lord. Everything that we see in this world were created by God. He is the creator God and he is our sustainer. He is the one who can help us. After the first two verses, we see there is a change in the way the psalmist is writing the rest of the psalm. On the first two verses, when he uses word like I, my, and my help, from verse number 3, from a first person, he goes into a third person and he's speaking about somebody different. As a third person is speaking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What I think is that the psalmist is, you know, there is an internal dialogue that is going in the heart of the psalmist. And as he's looking up to the God who created the heavens and the earth, he's reminded of three promises. And that very quickly I want to say and sit down. Hallelujah. Three promises that God wants to give you in your life's journey today. Hallelujah. Aditya, the verse number 3 and 4, it says, he perceives you. He knows you. Namale arinadaya oru devam. Praise the Lord. Our God is somebody who knows us, who perceives us. He knows us by name. He has counted the very hairs of our head. Hallelujah. He knows everything that we are going through. And this is a God who is watching over us. Namale arinoru devam. Namale eppozhum nokkunoru devam. Our God, it says three times in these two verses that our God does not sleep. Orangathoru devam. Hallelujah. Mayangathoru devam. When we are asleep, our God never sleeps. Hallelujah. He is watching over us. Every moment, every second of our life, there is a God who is watching over you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is why we have a God who is always there. Nammal eppozhum prarthichalum devavoda prarthana kelkan, God is there for us. Hallelujah. He's always there. He's on a 24 hours vigil. All the time He's watching over us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am reminded of in the Old Testament in 1 Kings chapter 18, where you know that in the Mount Carmel, when the prophets of Baal and Elijah were standing, and Baal's prophets were shouting to God and to their Baal, and Elijah was mocking him and says, you know, you need to call louder. Maybe your God is sleeping. Maybe you have to wake him up. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, our God does not sleep. Nammada deivam orikkalum urangathilla. Hallelujah. He is all the time. He is watching over us. Every moment of our every life. Hallelujah. Our God is watching over us. Nammada ariyunoru deivam. There is a story about Alexander the Great. He was a great king. And during his war time, he had a lot of enemies. But one thing his generals say, they noticed about him is that when he goes to sleep, he will have a very sound sleep and he will wake up in the morning. He was not disturbed during his sleep. So one day, one of the generals came and asked, oh, Alexander the Great, you have so many enemies and you are fighting a battle, but how can you sleep like this? Hallelujah. And Alexander the Great, it seems, has told his generals like this, you know what? I have a God, a very faithful God, whose name is Parmeno. Parmeno, my faithful God, when I go to sleep, he is next to my bed, he is watching over me. So that nothing, nobody can come near me. There is a faithful God. And when I know this faithful God is there, I can go up to sleep. I don't have to wake up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When an earthly king can go to sleep, because an earthly person is watching over him. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, how much more can we sleep securely? Because there is a God, but the heavenly God, the maker of heaven and earth, who is watching over us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He perceives us. He knows us. The second thing is 5 and 6. The Lord who protects us. Nammale sushikkunnoru devam. Praise the Lord. This is a metaphor of a shepherd. And the psalmist says that the sun will not strike you by day, the moon will not strike you by night, because the God is protecting you. How does he protect you? He protects you by becoming a shade. By becoming a shade for you. Hallelujah. Oru tanalait. A pagalte choodu nammale thattada devam oru tanalait nammale paribalikkunnathu. He is protecting us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is taking care of us. You know, when the Israelites were traveling through the wilderness, God, as a pillar of fire in the night and a pillar of cloud, he was protecting over his people. Hallelujah. Even today, God is protecting over us. Hallelujah. He would not allow the enemies to come and attack us, because he is in our protection. And during the heat of the day or the fear of the night, the Lord is there to protect us. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God that we serve. Finally, the third thing that we see from the psalm, the promise that the psalmist says, is he preserves us. Praise the Lord. Nammale paribalikkunnoru devam. Praise the Lord. Nammale ariyunnoru devam. Nammale sooshikkunna devam. Moonamathu nammale paribalikkunna devam. Hallelujah. There are 4 things of what the Lord preserves us. ഇവിടെ നാല് കൂട്ടം കാര്യം ദൈവം നമ്മളെ എന്തെങ്കിലും പരിപാലിക്കുന്നെന്ന് ഇവിടെ എഴുതിയിട്ടുണ്ട്. ഇൻ വേഴ്സ് നമ്പർ 7 and 8, നമ്പർ 1, ഹി പ്രിസേർവ്സ് അസ് ഫ്രം ഓൾ ഈവൽ. എല്ലാ അനർത്ഥം, എവറി ഈവൽ ദാറ്റ് കാൻ പോസിബിളി കം ഇൻ യുവർ ലൈഫ്, ഗോഡ് ഈസ് പ്രൊട്ടക്റ്റിംഗ് ആൻഡ് പ്രിസേർവിംഗ് യു. ടുഡേ യു ആർ അലൈവ് ബിക്കോസ് യുവർ ഗോഡ് പ്രിസേർവ്ഡ് യു ടു മേക്ക് യു കം ടു ദിസ് ഹൗസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ആൻഡ് വർഷിപ്പ് ഹിം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ദൈവം നമ്മളെ പരിപാലിച്ചുകൊണ്ട് ഇന്ന് നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആലയത്തിൽ വന്ന് ദൈവത്തെ ആരാധിക്കാൻ നോക്കുന്നത്. ഹി ഹാസ് പ്രിസേർവ്ഡ് അസ്. ഹി ഹാസ് പ്രിസേർവ്ഡ് അസ് ഫ്രം ഓൾ ഈവൽ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. സാത്താന്റെ ഒരു അമ്പ് നമ്മുടെ അടുത്ത് വരാൻ ദൈവം നമ്മളെ പരിപാലിച്ചുകൊണ്ട്. വി ആർ അലൈവ് ടുഡേ ആൻഡ് വി ആർ ഏബിൾ ടു കം ടു ദ ഹൗസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ടു വർഷിപ്പ് യു. ഹി പ്രിസേർവ്സ് അസ് ഫ്രം ഓൾ ഈവൽ. നോ ഡിസാസ്റ്റർ വിൽ കം ബിക്കോസ് വി ആർ അണ്ടർ ദ കെയർ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. രണ്ടാമത്, ഹി പ്രിസേർവ്സ്. He preserves our soul. നമ്മുടെ ജീവനെ പരിപാലിക്കും. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നമ്മൾ മരിച്ച് മണ്ണ് മറിഞ്ഞ് സോ മെനി ഒക്കേഷൻസ് വേർ ദേർ ഇൻ അവർ ലൈഫ്. ഹി ഈസ് പ്രിസേർവിംഗ് അവർ സോൾ. ദ തേർഡ് തിങ് ഇസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹി പ്രിസേർവ്സ് അവർ ഗോയിങ് ഔട്ട് ആൻഡ് അവർ കമ്മിങ്. എന്ന് നമ്മൾ വെളിയിൽ പോകുന്നുണ്ട്, അകത്ത് വരുന്നുണ്ട്. വി ആർ ഇൻ ദ കോമൺ ഏരിയസ് ഓഫ് അവർ ലൈഫ്. ദ ലോർഡ് ഇസ് പ്രിസേർവിംഗ് അസ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നമ്മൾ എപ്പോഴും വെളിയിലും അകത്തും പോയി വരികയും ചെയ്യുന്ന സമയത്ത് ദൈവത്തിന്റെ കണ്ണ് നമ്മുടെ മേലുണ്ട്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നമ്മളെ പരിപാലിക്കുന്ന ഒരു ദൈവം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഓരോരോ ചെറിയ ചെറിയ നിമിഷങ്ങളിലും ദൈവം നമ്മളെ പരിപാലിക്കുന്നു. time and forevermore. Hallelujah. Till the end of our life. Till the last bit of our journey. നമ്മളെ സ്വർഗനാട്ടിൽ എത്തുന്ന വരെ ദൈവം നമ്മളെ പരിപാലിക്കാമെന്ന് വാഗ്ദത്തം പറഞ്ഞ കർത്താവ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ സമയം നമുക്ക് ഒരു നിമിഷം നമ്മുടെ കർത്താവിനെ നമുക്കൊന്ന് സ്തുതിക്കാം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ടുഡേ ലെറ്റ് us ബി അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് നമ്മുടെ സഹായം എവിടുന്നാ വരുന്നത്. ഏതെങ്കിലും ഒരു ഡിഫിക്കൽട്ടി വരുമ്പോൾ വേർ ഡു വി ലുക്ക്? ഡു വി ലുക്ക് അറൗണ്ട് us? ഡു വി ലുക്ക് വിദിൻ us? നോ, വി ഹാവ് ടു ലുക്ക് അബൗട്ട് ടു our God. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നമ്മൾ മേലോട്ട് നോക്കണം, നമ്മുടെ കണ്ണുകൾ ദൈവത്തേക്ക് നമ്മൾ ഉയർത്തണം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. നമ്മുടെ സഹായം വരുന്നത് the God who made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. നമ്മുടെ ഈ ആയുസ്, we never know when we are going to put a stop. Hallelujah. We cannot plan too much. Hallelujah. Because we don't know when our life is coming to an end. But there is a God who watches over us. ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ ഈ വചനത്താൽ may the Lord bless us with his word. Thank you.